الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Continue our readings in the work by Sheikh Muhammad ibn عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى, which is entitled شروط الصلاة وأركانها وواجباتها. شروط الصلاة وأركانها وواجباتها, the conditions of the prayer and its pillars and obligations. And we have come to the portion where the author, he is mentioning the pillars, the arkan الصلاة, the pillars of the صلاة. And we have come to what the author, he is mentioning رحمه الله تعالى, with regards to the fact that قراءة فاتحة, قراءة الفاتحة ركن في جميع الركعات, that reciting the Fatiha is a pillar in every rak'ah, in every rak'ah. And we have seen some of the details with regards to that from the aspect of al-ahkam al-fiqhiyya. But after that, the author rahimahullah ta'ala, he proceeded to explain in brief detail some beneficial meanings with regards to the interpretation of the Fatiha, in order to combine between the mentioning of these conditions and pillars and obligations and the manner to perform the salah properly outwardly according to the legislation, but also not neglecting the reality that the prayer has an inward aspect as well, and that is the heart and the essence and the life of the prayer, and that is to remember Allah Azza wa Jal and to surrender to Him and to trust and rely upon Him and to worship Him with love and humbleness and humility, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the greatest means to establish this is to understand what one is saying, especially that which is reciting from the Book of Allah, especially that great pillar, which is the recitation of the Fatiha. So for this reason, the author, he has mentioned this interpretation in a brief manner to seek to benefit the reader in this manner. And we have taken a number of benefits with regards to the tafsir of these first few verses. In our previous classes, we had discussed the issues related to al-isti'adha and likewise al-basmala, and some of the rulings with regards to that, and also the meanings and benefits derived from them. And also the first verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise and thanks is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. All praise and thanks is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We have seen a number of great benefits with regards to this noble verse, the first verse of Surah Al-Fatiha. And after this, Allah, He mentions Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. The most gracious, the most merciful. And the author, he mentioned about these two beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman Rahmatan Amma, Rahmatan Amma bi jami' al-makhluqat. That Ar-Rahman, this is a beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, indicating the attribute of mercy, which is encompassing the entire creation. Ar-Rahim, and the beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ar-Rahim, Rahmatin Khassa bil Mu'mineen. He's saying that this is an indication of the attribute of mercy that is specific for the believers. He said, "What dalilu qawluhu ta'ala," and the evidence for this is the statement of Allah the Most High, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا, and He is merciful with the believers, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is indeed most merciful with the believers. So these are two beautiful names from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And both of these names, they carry the attribute of rahmah, of mercy. Both of them, they carry the attribute of mercy, but there's a different understanding with regards to each name. And we had began discussing this issue in our previous class, and we have seen that in the Arabic language, words in general, words many times, they come on scales. The nouns and the verbs, the asma and the af'al, many times they'll be on scales. And there are a number of scales, awzan, aw amthila, aw abniya, in the Arabic language, and each wazn or each bina or each mithal, it carries a specific or particular meaning. And the one who learns about these words and how to derive them and how to put them on the scales, then he will learn along with that how to express himself in the most beneficial and clear and precise manner. So this is from the beauty of the Arabic language, that many of these words, they're on scales. That many of the words in the Arabic language, they come on scales, or that using scales in the Arabic language is something that is very common and well known. So Ar-Rahman, the people of Allah, as they mentioned, is on the scale of Fa'lan. Ar-Rahman min Ar-Rahma. Rahima yarhamu rahmatan. Rahima, he showed him mercy. Yarhamuhu. Rahimahu, tukul mathalan rahimakumullah. May Allah have mercy on all of you. May Allah have mercy on all of you. What do you say? You say Ameen. Barakallahu feek. If somebody says Rahimukum Allah, you say Ameen. Yarhamukum Allah. Ameen. Naam. So may Allah have mercy on you. That's the meaning. Rahimahu. Yani, he showed him mercy. Yarhamuhu. He's showing him mercy. Rahmatan. Mercy. So mercy. This is a characteristic and trait that is well known. So Ar-Rahman carries this characteristic and trait. And this is what is understood from here. This attribute is derived from this name. And this is something specific about the beautiful names. And this is something specific about the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from the beauty of these names and their perfection is that every name indicates an attribute. That every name indicates an attribute of perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And rather, some names indicate a number of attributes. And we have seen this in our previous class. Like Ar-Rahman, this name indicates the attribute of mercy. This name indicates the attribute of mercy. Al-Alim indicates the attribute of knowledge. Al-Sami' indicates the attribute of hearing. Al-Basir indicates the attribute of seeing. And all of these attributes are established in the manner befitting the majesty of Allah. In the manner befitting the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We affirm them for Him in a manner befitting His majesty. As for the reality of how they are, then we have not been informed about that. So we say that Allah, He has all of these attributes that He has affirmed for Himself, or that His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has affirmed for Him, and we say in a manner befitting His Majesty. كَمَّ يَلِيكُ بِجَلَالِهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى. In a manner befitting His Majesty. So therefore Allah, He has the attribute of mercy. It's derived from this name here, Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. Likewise, Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim also is from those beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also it indicates the attribute of mercy. But each name is different. And every name is a name from the names of Allah. And all of these names, they're different names. And all of them have different attributes. But all of them are names for the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're all names for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ar-Rahman is on the scale of Fa'lan. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this scale, it indicates a sa'atu wa imtila. That the word here on this scale will be full of the verb. And it will carry a vast understanding of that verb. And we mentioned in the previous class the issue of al-ghadab. Al-ghadab means anger. So the one who is mad, you say about him ghadib. But the one who is furious and is full of anger, you call him ghadban. On the same scale, fa'lan. On the same scale, fa'lan. So the one who is full of the verb, and he has a vast amount of that, or he's described with a vast amount of that action, then you will put that verb or that masdar on this scale. You put that verb or that masdar on this scale, and it would indicate that meaning. Somebody who's hungry, you say about him ja'i'. But somebody who's starving, you say about him jo'an. 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 Somebody who's very hungry. He's starving. Jo'an. Somebody who is he's tired, ta'ib. You say ta'iba. But if somebody is exhausted, you say about him ta'aban. On the same scale, it has the same meaning. So from here, the people of knowledge, they derive this understanding. Ar-Rahman dhu rahmatin wasi'ah, dhu rahmatin wasi'ah. And Ar-Rahman, it has the meaning of the one who possesses vast mercy. The one who possesses vast mercy. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the possessor of vast mercy. Mercy that is encompassing His entire creation. Mercy that is encompassing His entire creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mercy that is encompassing his entire creation. So this is his attribute and this is his characteristic. This is his characteristic, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trait that he is described with vast mercy. Vast mercy that has encompassed the entire creation. Those who believe and those who do not believe. Everyone and everything in this creation is benefiting and touched by the mercy of Ar-Rahman, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as for the attribute Ar-Rahim, this is on a different scale which carries a different meaning. This is on a different scale which carries a different meaning. The scale Ar-Rahim is on the scale of Fa'il. On the scale of Fa'il. And this has the meaning of Fa'il. But along with an extensive meaning or a more emphasized meaning. So the word Rahim, it means Rahim. But it has the meaning of, but the meaning is intensified. But the meaning is intensified. Just like Alim is the meaning of Alim and Hafidh is the meaning of Hafidh. Is the meaning of Hafidh. But the meaning of Fa'il, when it's on the scale of Fa'il, it's intensified. It's intensified and carries a greater meaning. And it's more strong. And the understanding is greater. And the understanding is greater in a greater sense. In a greater sense. So Ar-Rahim, it has the meaning of bestowing mercy. The meaning of bestowing mercy. Ar-Rahim yani Ar-Rahim. Alladhi yarhamu man yasha'u min ibadihi. Ar-Rahim is the one who he bestows his mercy on whom he wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen that Allah, he bestows his mercy in this life upon all of his creation. And he prefers some over others with regards to his mercy. But the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter is specific to the believers. It's specific to the believers. And likewise, those believers who have that specific mercy in the hereafter, they also have a specific type of mercy in this life. And that is ar-Rahma al-Imaniyah. Ar-Rahma al-Imaniyah. That is the mercy of faith. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them mercy and He will guide their hearts. And He will open their hearts to see the truth and realize that and to love it and follow it and to prefer it over the desires and whims of their soul and of the ways and the customs and cultures of mankind. This is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, the mercy of faith. The mercy of faith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's described with this mercy. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned about Himself that the angels, they say, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. O our Lord, You have encompassed all things in mercy and knowledge. And He meaning that Allah Azza wa Jal, all of His creation is encompassed by His mercy and His knowledge. This is from the mercy of Ar-Rahman, that everything in this creation, His mercy has encompassed that. His mercy has encompassed that. And this is a beautiful meaning that comes along with this. Now these terms here, they're all describing the word Allah. In the Arabic grammar, they're called sifat, or they're called nu'ud. They're names in aqidah. These are names for the names of Allah. But in the grammar here, these are all sifat for Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi, Al-Alamin, Ar-Rahmani. Ar-Rahimi. Each one of these words in Arabic grammar, they're considered adjectives describing the word Allah. That's why they all have kasra, like the word Allah, because they're following after that word and describing that name. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are His beautiful names and His beautiful attributes. But just as Allah azza wa jal, He is the Lord of the worlds and His Lordship has encompassed all of His creation, likewise, He is the most gracious and the most merciful. And His mercy also has encompassed His entire creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just as Allah, He is the Lord of the throne. And He is high and lofty and above all of His creation. He Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise in His authority and command. And likewise in His position and status and rank and nobility and honor. Likewise, His mercy has encompassed all things as well. And this is seen many times in the book of Allah, Ar-Rahman, ala al-arsh istawa. Ar-Rahman, ala al-arsh istawa. And the most gracious, He has risen above the throne. Meaning He has risen above the throne in the manner befitting His majesty. But the fact that Allah, He used this beautiful name here to express this issue. That Allah, Ar-Rahman, whenever He rose above the throne, He's using this term to clarify. Ar-Rahman, ala al-arsh istawa. So this is an indication here of what is being mentioned, that Allah Azza wa Jal, His mercy has encompassed all things. His mercy has encompassed all things. So this is an interpretation of Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, Alal Arsh Istawa. The Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, meaning He is the most gracious, the most merciful, and He has risen above the throne in a manner befitting His majesty, and He is the Lord and the King and the Master of this creation, and He is the most gracious and the most merciful. And His knowledge and His mercy has encompassed this entire creation, has encompassed this entire creation. It's been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَّا خَضَى الْخَلْقَ كَتَبَ عِنْدَهُ فَوْقَ عَرْشِهِ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that indeed whenever Allah, He created the creation, He wrote with Him above His throne. He wrote with Him above His throne that indeed My mercy has preceded My anger. That indeed my mercy has preceded My anger. That indeed My mercy has preceded My anger. So this is likewise clarifying the Sefer. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshi stawa. Thumma stawa ala al-Arshi ar-Rahman. So this name, the name that indicates the vast mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, is also used here to clarify the Sefer. The fact that Allah, He is above His creation. And that He is above His throne in a manner befitting His majesty, and thus His mercy is encompassing His entire creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He mentioned, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And My mercy has encompassed all things. And My mercy has encompassed all things. So this is an amazing affair in the manner that it comes like this, to ponder and to reflect. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and to draw to mind all of those meanings that we had discussed previously about the Uluhiyya of Allah and about the Rububiyya of Allah that was derived from this verse here. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise and thanks belong to Allah alone. He deserves them, it's His right, it's specific to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the true God. He is the one who has the attributes of perfection, no deficiency whatsoever, not in His life, not in His power, not in His authority, not in His knowledge, not in any aspect, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is Rabb al-Alameen, He is the Lord of the worlds, meaning He's the creator and the provider and the sustainer and the one who gave everything its shape and its form. He is the one who's providing and He's not provided for, and He is the one who's feeding and He's not fed. He never gets sleepy or tired, He's powerful and strong, He's always alive, and He never dies. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the Lord. He is the Lord. Now, He is the Lord. So He has the Lordship. He has the authority. Nothing happens in this kingdom except with His permission. The command is His. The power and the authority and the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth belongs to Him alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if someone were to ask now, how is that authority? How is that command? How is that? Then it's clarified. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most gracious and the most merciful. So the authority of Allah is the authority of the most gracious and the most merciful. The decree of Allah is the decree of the most gracious and the most merciful. The command of Allah is the command of the most gracious and the most merciful. Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Lord, He has the decree, yani the universal decree, and that which He decrees, it will occur, and that which He does not decree, it will not occur. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that which He decrees is from His mercy. He's Ar-Rahman, and that which He decrees is from His mercy. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise Allah, He decrees and He commands legislatively, and He allows and He makes obligatory, and He forbids or He declares to be disliked, and the likes like this. He commands and orders and makes obligatory, and He forbids and prohibits, and He prohibits according to His supreme knowledge, and likewise based upon His mercy. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jalla is mercy. And the coming of all of the prophets and messengers is mercy. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his own message is a message of mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy to mankind. So this is from Ar-Rahman, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of the most gracious. The mercy of the most gracious. Allah has legislated and commanded and decreed likewise the recompense. The recompense for the deeds in this life and in the hereafter. And this is all from the mercy of Ar-Rahman. His mercy has encompassed all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mercy has encompassed all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to these attributes, it's very important to understand that sometimes these attributes will be ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times in a form that is called al-idafa, which is also in the Arabic grammar. It's a type of sentence structure that has two parts, al-mudaf wa mudaf ilay. Some of us know this very well, alhamdulillah. Others maybe they do not, but to understand in general, this is ascribing something to something else. So that which is ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal is understood in different aspects according to the context. Even, for example, the attribute of mercy. The attribute of mercy, ar-Rahman, the Rahman that is ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is two types. But in general, the things that are ascribed, al-mudafat, ilallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, the things that are ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal, they are from two aspects. It's either they will be a'yan or they will be awsaf. They will be objects, you know, they will be things from the creation that Allah has created, or they will be descriptions. There'll be things from the creation that Allah has created and that have an existence and they exist alone by themselves, or they will be attributes and characteristics. Attributes and characteristics. So the first one, yani, that is ascribed to Allah, for example, Baytullah. Baytullah, you say Baytullah, or you say Rasulullah, or Naqatullah. Baytullah, the house of Allah. Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. Abdullah, the slave of Allah. So the Abd and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Bayt, the house, these are objects that are in creation that have their own existence, that Allah has created, that they have their own separate existence. So this description of this thing to Allah now is the description of, yani, is the idafatu al-makhluq ila khaliqihi. Idafatu al-makhluq ila khaliqihi, to ascribe the creation to its creator. And it has the meaning of at-takhsis with tashrif. So it's ascribed in this manner to specify this affair and to indicate the nobility and the honor of that thing. So whenever someone says the house of Allah, Baytullah, al-masajid buyutullah, this is an honor. The fact that the houses are ascribed to Allah, these are not any houses. The masajid, they're not any houses. This is an ascription of honor and respect and dignity, that these houses here, they're houses of honor and respect, and they must be honored and respected. Honored and respected, the messenger of Allah, Naqat Allah. This is all an ascription to Allah Azza wa Jal from the aspect that Allah, He is the one who created that, and it's ascribed to Him in order to honor that thing and to show its status and rank. Other times there are things that are ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal, they're not actual objects that exist by themselves, any from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, they are attributes and characteristics. And it's known that attributes and characteristics do not exist by themselves. Attributes and characteristics, they only come with that which is described with. Any attributes, adjectives, and characteristics, these are not any things that are by themselves. Rather, there are ideas and there are things that are ascribed to something. So there has to be the mawsuf. There has to be the thing that it's ascribed to. So for example, here you say Rahmatullah. Rahmatullah, the mercy of Allah. Or you say Ilmullah, the knowledge of Allah. Or you say, for example, Ghadabullah, the anger of Allah. So now these are all attributes. These are all attributes. So this idafa here, this ascription here, is min babi idafati tisifati ila al-mawsuf. Ila al-mawsuf. This is from the aspect of ascribing the attribute to the one it's described with. So these are not created. The attributes of Allah are not created. This is the point to make. This is what we're mentioning now, is for this point here to understand that these attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they're attributes of the Creator. And the Creator, He's not created, and neither are His attributes. Kalamullah, the speech of Allah. This is from the aspect of ascribing the attribute to the one it's described with. The attribute of Allah Azza wa Jalla is that He speaks, the speech of Allah. So the speech of Allah is not created. It's not created because this is from His attributes. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah. This is not created. We understand this is the hearing of Allah. None of his beautiful attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, are created because He's not created. He is the Creator. He is the Creator. Al-awwal alladhi laysa qablahu shay. He is the first, the one whom there is none before Him. والآخر الذي ليس بعده شيء. He's the last, the one whom there is none after Him. And he, Allah Azza wa Jal, He has no beginning nor ending. He's always alive. He's always powerful and strong. He's always Allah. He's always the Creator, even before He created the creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand this part. So he is not created, and His attributes are not created. So we have to differentiate here between these things that are ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever it's an attribute that's ascribed to Him, this is an attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal, and His attributes are not created. because he's the creator and he's not created. As for if what is ascribed to him is from the creation or from these objects that exist by themselves, and again, by the permission of Allah, then this is the aspect of ascribing the creation, attributing the creation to the creator. Baytullah, the house of Allah, Abdullah, the slave of Allah. And in this is also an indication of honor and respect, of honor and respect. So the people of knowledge, they mention this affair here. So the rahmah, whenever we look into the text, the rahmah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is two aspects. It's two aspects. The rahmah that is the attribute of Allah, and the rahmah that is from the creation of Allah. And the rahmah that is from the creation of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim, from his attributes is ar-Rahmah, is mercy. And this attribute is not created. But there is mercy that Allah has created and that he has placed in the hearts of the people and the animals. So not to mix these two affairs up. So the rahmah that is the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal is two types, general and specific. And this general mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal has encompassed his entire creation. And then he has a specific type of mercy for those who believe. And he guides them to the faith, and he grants them success to implement that and to be steadfast upon that until their souls return back to him in a manner that is pleasing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, this mercy here is a rahmatun, yani rahmatullah. This is min babi idafati asifati ila mawsufiha. Asifa ila mawsufiha. To ascribe, this is an inscription of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is a description, an attribute, a characteristic of Allah, rahmah. He is described with vast mercy. Du rahmatin wasiha. Vast mercy. This is his attribute. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, he says about what Sulaiman, he mentioned alayhi salatu wa salam, wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin. And admit me by your mercy amongst your righteous slaves. Allah, he says, wa rabbuka al-ghafuru dhu rahmah. And your Lord, he is the most forgiving, the one who possesses vast mercy. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. So these are these beautiful names that indicate this lofty attribute of perfection. That Allah, he has vast mercy, and this is the attribute of his essence. The people of Nara, as they mentioned, that this indicates ar-Rahmah al-Dhatiyyah. That Allah, his essence is described with this attribute, his dad. Rahmah Dhatiyyah. He is the most gracious and the most merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the name Ar-Rahim, then this indicates bestowing mercy upon whom he wills from his creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this mercy here is Ar-Rahmah Al-Fi'liyyah. This is a mercy that is from the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's connected to the Mashi'ah. It's connected to the Mashi'ah, to the will of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal, Ar-Rahim, Yarhamu Man Yasha'u Min Ibadihi. يَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الرَّحِيمُ. He shows mercy to whom he wills from his slaves. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Allah, he mentioned in his book, إِنْ يَشَاءُ يَرْحَمُكُمْ. If he wills, he will show you mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And he shows mercy to whom he wills. So this is from this aspect here of الرَّحِيم, and is derived from understanding the Arabic language. Ar-Rahim is on that scale of fa'il, that has the meaning of fa'il, meaning that Allah, he bestows the mercy on whom he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the other aspect of mercy, this is that is ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal, then this is ar-Rahmah, this is rahmatun makhluqa, a created type of mercy. A mercy that is created. And ascribing this mercy to Allah is from the aspect of ascribing the creation to Allah. إِضَافَةِ الْمَخْلُوقِ إِلَى خَالِقِهِ. إِضَافَةُ الْمَخْلُوقِ إِلَى خَالِقِهِ. And to ascribe in this manner the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, any meaning that Allah, he is the creator, and he created this mercy. And Allah, he mentions in his book, وَانْظُرْ إِلَى آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. And look to the effects of the mercy of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the most merciful. And from that is that in his creation, you will see mercy. You will see the effects of that mercy that Allah Azza wa Jal, he has He has created. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ أَبْيَطْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. As for those whom their faces will be lightened, will be bright on the day of resurrection, then they will be in the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about the Jannah. It's been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the Hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Hadith Qudsi. Allah, He says about the Jannah, أنت رحمتي أرحم بك من أشاء أرحم بك من أشاء من عبادي. You are, Allah, He says about the Jannah, you are my mercy. I show mercy to whom I will from my slaves by way of you. And He meaning that Allah, He has created the Jannah, and it's a mercy. And it's a mercy. So this is a type of mercy that is created. And this is not the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is a different aspect. Not to mix the two. The people of deviation, they mix these affairs up, and then they come up with a foul aqidah and a foul creed. And in this manner, they negate the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And they will misinterpret it. They will misinterpret them. And they will change the meanings and distort them in order to deny them. And in the end, what the result is that they will deny them. So we do not deny them. Rather, we differentiate between these affairs by pondering and reflecting over the text after gathering them. So it has also been collected by Bukhari Muslim as well from the Hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الرَّحْمَةَ مِئَةَ جُزْءًا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ رَحْمَةَ مِئَةَ جُزْءًا. That Allah, He has made the mercy 100 parts. And this is a mercy that Allah has created. Allah has made and He created the mercy 100 parts. فَأَمْسَكَ عِنْدَهُ تِسْعَةٍ وَتِسْعِينَ جُزْءًا. And He has kept with Him 99 parts of that mercy. وَأَنْزَلَ فِي الْأَرْضِ جُزْءًا وَاحِدًا. And He has sent down to the earth one part of that mercy. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الرَّحْمَةَ مِئَةَ جُزْءًا. Allah has created the mercy 100 parts. وَأَمْسَكَ عِنْدَهُ تِسْعَةٍ وَتِسْعِينَ جُزْءًا. He has kept with Him 99 parts of that mercy. وَأَنْزَلَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ جُزْءًا وَاحِدًا. And He has sent down to the earth only one part of mercy. فَمِنْ ذَلِكَ الْجُزْءِ يَتَرَحَمُ الْخَلْقِ. And it's from that one part of mercy that the creation show each other mercy by way of. It's that one part that the creation, they show mercy to each other. حتى ترفع الفرس حافرها عن ولدها خشية أن تصيبها. Until the extent, and from this mercy in the earth, until the extent that a horse, a female horse, will raise up its hoof, afraid that it will strike its own child. Yani out of mercy. The point is, this is out of mercy. So this one mercy that Allah has sent to the earth, this is the mercy that the whole creation shows mercy and kindness by way of, in this manner. And even the animals, they're merciful to each other. This is from the mercy that Allah has created and sent down to the creation. So this mercy here is different. This is not from the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is from the effects of that. فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ أَثَارِ أَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Look to the effects, of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very important to understand in general the issue of these attributes and how to properly understand them. And from there later to discuss the issues of how the people deviated with regards to that and the people of misguidance. So before discussing that, one, he will learn these principles. He will learn these fundamentals. He will learn how to understand properly the beautiful names and the lofty attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and after that discuss the issues related to how the deviant have deviated. Actually, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in the introduction of his work Madarij al-Salikin, he mentioned a chapter about how Surah Al-Fatiha is a refutation against every deviant sect. And he summarized that in a few pages, mentioning sect after sect, the Qadariyah and the Mu'tazila and the Rafidah. And the Fatiha is a refutation of the Rafidah. The Fatiha is a refutation of the Qadariyah. The Fatiha is a refutation. He mentioned each one of these deviant sects, and he mentioned how the Fatiha is a refutation of their creed and their belief, and clarified that and summarized in brief detail. So to many of them, their mistake is in at-tawheed. And from the aspects of at-tawheed, which is well known, is tawheed al-asma'i wa sifat. To understand the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal in His beautiful names and attributes of perfection. And attributes of perfection. So the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal encompasses His entire creation. Encompasses his entire creation. But the special mercy, the specific mercy, this is for those who believe. This is for those who believe. And many people, they have been confused with regards to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or they have been deceived. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Oh man, what has deceived you? What has deceived you with regards to your Lord, the most generous? With regards to your Lord, the most generous. We should not be deceived. Rather, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is vast, and Allah, He is the most merciful. But that special mercy and that specific mercy, Allah has written and decreed that there are means to obtain that. And that those who obtain that mercy, they will take those means. Just as Allah, He mentioned about the Jannah, أَنْتِ رَحْمَتِي أَرْحَمُ بِكِ مَنْ أَشَى مِنْ عِبَادِي. You, O Jannah, you are my mercy. I will show mercy to whom I will from my slaves by way of you, and through you, by admitting them into paradise. But a person, he will not enter Jannah except by the mercy of Allah. And he will not enter Jannah except by performing the actions that lead to Jannah. So it's from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla that a person, he will believe and he will perform the actions until he is admitted into paradise. But the point is that there are means, there's a creed and a belief, and there are actions and speech and deeds that lead to the paradise. Just as there are as a creed, belief, actions, speech and deeds that will lead to the hellfire. Those people that take the path to Jannah, they will find the mercy of Allah. And it's from the mercy of Allah that they took that path. And they will reach the mercy of Allah, meaning the Jannah. And those who turn away from that, then they're taking a path of destruction. And they're on the way to the anger of Allah and His punishment, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions to clarify this. So that any of the people of negligence will not be deceived, or they will wake up and they'll realize, many people that are heedless, and they will be engulfed in sins and misguidance and have negligence in their religion and their obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then if you pull them up on that or check them about that, they say Allahu ghafurur rahim. Allahu ghafurur rahim. Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Allah is the most forgiving and ar-Rahman, His mercy, wa wasiyat rahmati kullu, and my mercy has encompassed all things. And they will misunderstand this. No doubt His mercy has encompassed all things. And no doubt Allah, He is the most gracious and the most merciful. But that mercy of forgiveness and that mercy of guidance and that mercy that is based upon faith, that is special, that is everlasting. In this life and the hereafter, there's a means to obtain that. Allah, He is most merciful for those who take a path to His mercy. Allah, He's the most forgiving for the people who take a path to His forgiveness. As for the people who blatantly have no concern and show no regard for His commandments and prohibitions and disrespect His legislation, especially upon knowledge, waliyadu billah, then Allah, He is severe in punishment. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. You must know, and you must know and have certainty that Allah, He is most severe in punishment, and that Allah, He is the most forgiving and merciful. Allah, He says, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الغفور الرحيم وأن عذابي هو العذاب الأليم. Inform my slaves, O Muhammad, نبي عبادي. Inform my slaves, O Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Inform my slaves, tell them, أني أنا الغفور الرحيم. That me, I am the most forgiving and the most merciful. وأن عذابي هو العذاب الأليم. And that my punishment is the most painful punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has clarified these affairs. And in His legislation, He has mentioned these issues as a warning for mankind. And likewise, the signs that we see in the creation, especially in these days, there are signs that Allah is clarifying that Allah, He is the most gracious and most merciful, but also He's the most severe in punishment. He's also the most severe in punishment. And He sends signs to frighten us and to call us to fear Him, to call us to fear Him and to return to Him and to repent. To return to Him and repent. So Allah, He says in His book, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِيَتْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and my mercy has encompassed all things. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. This verse is very beautiful. and has great clarification of this affair. Allah, He mentions the meaning of which is that my mercy has encompassed all things, and I will write it for those who fear me. وَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ And I will write it for those who fear me. And for those who believe in me and those who comply to my commandments and avoid and stay away from my prohibitions, hoping for my reward and fearing my punishment. I will write it for them. So Allah, His mercy has encompassed all things. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ And I will write it, I will decree it. And meaning that it is written for those who fear Him and for those who give the zakat and for those who believe in His signs. For those who believe in His signs. So the mercy is not something that is just obtained by false hopes. And this is the point. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, it is obtained by taking a path, by fearing Him. By fearing Him and striving against one's soul to obey Him in public and in private and seeking forgiveness for any shortcomings that occur along that path. And no doubt shortcomings that occur on that path. But a believer who fears Allah, he will not stray far away. If he slips, he will hasten to repent. If he falls into sin, he will not remain there for long. He will not continue upon that way persisting. Rather, he will feel bad and he will feel remorse and he will remember the lordship of Allah and he will remember the mercy of Allah and he will remember the command of Allah and he will remember the meeting of Allah and he will remember the authority of Allah and the power of Allah and the anger of Allah and he will also remember the mercy of Allah and he will repent. And he will repent. So this is the one who obtained the great vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this special and specific mercy is obtained by faith. It is attained by faith and obtained by obedience and by striving against one's soul to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this all is going back to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise that a person, he will take that path. So therefore, a person, he will hope for the mercy of Allah. He will hope the hope that is true, a hope that is coupled with effort. The hope that is coupled with effort. And true hope is hope that is accompanied with action. This is true hope. As for a hope that has no action whatsoever, this is called false hope. And this is called a tamanni, any al-amani, any false hopes. Hopes that are not real and hopes that are not true. A person who continues to disobey Allah daily and blatantly, perpetrating major sins and violating the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then saying, Allah is the most gracious and the most merciful, Allah will forgive me. This and not doing anything, saying astaghfirullah, and then continuing to do it anyway without any true effort, these are false hopes. Whether even if a person is trying with the same sin over and over, he will continue. Maybe he will slip, but whenever he slips, he will come back to his mind and realize that he had disobeyed and feel bad again, and his heart will break once again, and he will repent. And then if he is tricked or tried by the devil and his whims, he will fall into it again, maybe. But he will repeat the process. He will not just leave it and turn away from that and then just delve in head first and sin and transgression. Rather, he'll continue fighting himself. He'll continue fighting himself, fighting his soul, purifying himself with repentance and with seeking forgiveness and striving to make efforts to leave the sin in the entirety. So he will fall into sin and then leave it and repent. And then maybe fall into it again. But then he will leave it and repent. And then he will maybe fall into it again. But he will continue upon this way. So long as a person is upon this way, he's upon khayr. He's upon goodness. But as for the one who just leaves off repentance and falls headfirst into sin and has no care or concern or regret or remorse for that, then this is the one who has false hopes. False hopes. So Allah, He's the most forgiving and most merciful for those who take a path. So the specific mercy, again, as the author he's mentioning, this is for the believers. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا And indeed Allah, He is most merciful for the believers. And for this reason He has revealed the revelation and He has sent the prophets and messengers عليهم الصلاة والسلام الرحمن علم القرآن. Again, Allah, He used His beautiful name, Ar-Rahman, is indicating His vast and encompassing mercy. From His vast and encompassing mercy, Allama al-Qur'an, that he has taught the Qur'an. Allah, He mentions that indeed we have sent messengers. That indeed we have sent messengers, Rahmatan min Rabbika, as a mercy from your Lord. So the fact that the messengers, all of them, they come, this is a mercy from Allah. The revelation that was revealed, this is a mercy from Allah. The guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a mercy from Allah. But the means to obtain that again is to follow it. The means to obtain that again is to believe it and to follow it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. This is a book that we have revealed, and it is full of blessing. This is a book that we have revealed, and it is full of blessing, so therefore you must follow it and fear Allah Azza wa Jal in order for you to have mercy. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this book we have revealed that it is full of blessing, full of goodness. So therefore follow it. Follow it by believing in it and complying to the commandments that are found therein. And complying to the commandments that are found therein. وَاتَّقُوا and fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And fear Allah Azza wa Jal. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that you may be shown mercy. So that you may be shown mercy. Allah, he says, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And establish the salah and perform the zakat and obey the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order for you to have mercy. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that you may be shown mercy. So that you may be shown mercy. So therefore we have to establish the religion. If we establish the deen in our life, Allah, he will show us mercy. Allah, he will show us a great and vast portion of his mercy, the mercy that is specific and special for those who believe. That is specific and special for those who believe. Allah, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. That indeed those who believe and they migrate in the cause of Allah and they strive in the path of Allah, it is these that are truly hoping for the mercy of Allah. And in these who are working in this manner, those who believe and those who migrate, they left their homes and their wealth and their property, and they migrated from their homelands, seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who are striving in the path of Allah to obey Him, أُولَٰئِكَ يَرُجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. It is these, they are the ones who are truly hoping for the mercy of Allah. And Allah, He is the most gracious and most merciful. Allah, He says, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنْ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And indeed, the mercy of Allah is near to those who do good. We ask Allah to make us from the good doers and to shower us with His mercy in this life and the hereafter. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.